Hi, Kelvin. I'd like to ask you a question in this exploration of conversation and what you are doing with Tetrionics. In the conversation we had, you've already said that you had to come up with a different way of thinking. In fact, anybody who'd like to understand Tetrionics and work with it will have to do a reboot on their understanding. Basically, the best start seems to be to start with the cut and paste work of the templates that you made and to therefrom see how it all falls in place, just like it did for you. You already also said that some other people have some preordained beliefs about how reality is and should be because they went into school and that's what they were examined on to pass the test to get their degree. But when you explained your model of the atom just now before, you came up with a totally different understanding where things are simpler plus more effective. Connections are better seen, plus some of the errors that have been continuing in the conversation in science are cleared up. So that's where I would like to ask the next question. What is your view about Tetrionics in education? And I'd like to just put four questions forward as a sort of starting point to kick off some ideas. At the first level of Tetrionics in education, I would imagine would be sort of the cut and paste people learning to work with the templates in kindergarten. Then when they go to primary school, that they see how they can make planes and chains of these tetrionic triangles and tetrahedrons and see it all fall in place, giving them a foundation for the atomic understanding that you just described before. But then at the next level, I can imagine that in secondary school, they could then see how they could create complexes out of that, not just forming atoms, but actually forming molecules and starting to understand the biology of life. And at the fourth level, let's call it the academic tetrionic level of education, where they then can see that what you have shown in tetrionics, in atoms, applying in molecules, also applies to people and how they relate, which would be, say, the social politics or the education for science. So those are a couple of the ideas which I'd like to sort of present as the background of my question. What do you get coming up in your mind as an idea connecting tetrionics in education?
Sure, I mean, the original thought with tetrionics, as I think I touched on the other week, was that I originally started just filling in a bit of time, building some models and thinking to myself, look what I've discovered here with this numbering system. If I can explain the partial elementary charges of quarks, it's probably a Nobel Prize. I got really excited. I didn't know what lay in front of me. And I certainly didn't know how many little assumptive errors would have to be corrected in math and science as the theory developed. The first big one was that as a society, mathematicians and physics, we've ignored equilateral triangles and the geometries they make to an astounding degree. They feature very sparsely throughout our work. We focus heavily on right-angled triangles and Pythagoras' theorem, sine and cos and all those sorts of things, the trigonometry side of things. But as I started with my work, I quickly saw that there was a number of things that could aid the process. The first one was obviously the templates I talk of. They've evolved over time to have a trade-off between as much information as possible, but keeping them as simple as possible as well. And as I developed them, I kept in mind what could happen if, instead of teaching kids to count the way we do now, if we could teach them using the triangle pieces of paper and triangular maths tables where each left to right direction is an odd number and the odd numbers sum up to be squared numbers, even though they're actually equilateral in geometry. But if children could be taught at an early age the shapes of the atoms, what photons look like, how they form electromagnetic fields, and more importantly, how to count the way physics or the way mass and matter count in physics, those children would have a jump start on us that would make us seem like 16th century farmers trying to make sense of Latin. The changes, although subtle, and there's a lot of agreements, but there are subtle corrections that are made with tetrionics. The big change, the best way to describe tetrionic theory, is that it develops from the bottom up. It starts with a simple triangle of energy at the smallest possible scale, and then through combinations of these triangles, and that's the only shape that's used, just a triangle of energy, we can build everything that's in the universe. Every atom, every element, every compound, and then we can even explain the forces of gravity, electromagnetism, electricity, all these forces that at the moment are described mathematically in a very nebulous term where we say we have a symbol for energy. We can formulate what energy is, as in mass velocity squared per c squared and all these sorts of mathematical equations. They're very nebulous. You only have to prove that by going up to any university professor and asking what c squared in Einstein's formula E equals mc squared really represents. What does it physically represent in the universe? Or ask them, what's the difference between mass and matter? Or what creates charge at the quantum level? And what's it really do? What's its purpose in physics? These are questions that modern science can't answer. They have no explanation for them. They have explanations for the effects that they bring about, but they have no understanding of what creates it. So in that sense, modern physics is a top-down approach. We observe interactions and how physics plays out. We model those observations mathematically and we make assumptions about what's going on. And that's where it comes unstuck, because the assumptions, being human, are not always correct, hence why they're assumptions. But more and more recently, they're forming the basis of what we are teaching our higher education students to be fact. Unchallenged, unassailable, this is the way physics works. Whereas tetrionics, as I said, starts with a triangle. That's a top-down approach. Tetrionics goes from the bottom and works its way up. If you want to know what an electron is, you have to build the electron. There's no way of saying, well, it works this sort of way or it looks sort of like this. What you build in the model is exactly what it is. There is no room for movement using a geometric theory and developing it from there. So once children at a young age learn that squared numbers are equilateral geometries, square roots are really what we call height in triangles, things like that, and get to play with these models at a young age, they'll be doing things in grade school, as in grades 1 to 5, that we do in university right now. They'll know what an electron looks like. They'll know how the particles come together and why, on a very intuitive basis, because they've had it since the earliest days. And in fact, if you look at my work, there's a quote from Einstein on the first page, and it goes into that, where even Einstein said, a lot of our problems with science is that we have preconceptions that have been given to us, especially with our mothers, as we've grown up. We've been taught things that this is how science works. This is what they look like, how they interact. What we need to do is to cut that cord and take a completely fresh approach, which is what I did. But in the process, as we've discussed, it's led to the fact that over the period of writing the five books, I've virtually rewritten the science curriculum and science understanding of all of physics. I explain things that are unexplainable at the moment. And I've only touched on it. I'm one person who's spent 5 years writing and drawing things to the best of my ability. I can only think how much extra work and how much more textbooks and specialized textbooks will come out of this as people understand, get to see and understand what I see and understand and apply it to their fields of speciality. Our knowledge base will explode because they won't be relying on supercomputers to model the shape and motion of an electron. They can do that in their head or with a piece of paper and an afternoon sitting down cutting it out and sticky taping it together. If the science becomes, once you've learnt it, becomes very intuitive. I've had it in my head now as I've developed it for 5 years. And when I look at math formulas, I immediately picture geometric shapes. If somebody says a certain reaction takes place, I look at the models, and the models tell me whether that's an equation or a reaction that can take place or not. And that's what the next generation of scientists and physicists will be doing, mentally modeling what we consider to be complete mysteries. Things that we'd need supercomputers spending days trying to work out.
Yeah. Calvin, while you have been going through this process, in a way you have re-educated yourself, you've gone through this new kind of education, have you already been able to get in touch with schools who would be able to provide this?
No, not at this stage. The last 5 years have been head down. In all honesty, I thought I'd finished the theory last year, roughly this time last year. But then I discovered a few things that weren't right, that needed to be changed. So I went back through all my work and made the changes, which is why you'll see second edition on my books. Yeah. In all honesty, to take it to a university, my naivety at the beginning of all this was, if I can put it on paper, other people with a science background will pick it up and go, this is genius, and never want to put it down. And it would spread like wildfire. New discovery reinterprets our understanding of the universe, and away it would go. Well, as I've learnt, it has advanced to the point now where even though it's very coherent and easy to understand and laid out step by step for everyone, it is so foreign to what people are teaching now that the teachers, the educators themselves, and their students have one of two reactions. You get probably 99% of them will say, this can't possibly be right. This isn't what I've pictured in my head since I was being taught. Things like that, and the firewall goes up and the resistance to learning goes up, so they don't want to do it. Then you'll get another 1%, and it may turn out that that 1% just is able to see things geometrically like I do, or is able to grasp it the way I do. A lot of people comment on how pretty it looks. Well, the pretty is a side issue. It helps it make it attractive so people will look at it. What I want is for people to comprehend that the work that looks pretty is actually how the universe works, and that I've got students now doing string theory, master's courses, all that sort of stuff, mathematics, But I often point out that I've spent years with some of these people talking, answering all their questions from different angles. How is it going to feel to them, I've asked them, if at the end of the next 3 to 4 years they complete their master's degree, only to find out that my work has rewritten all of physics and science, and they should have spent those last 4 years just learning my work and not listening to their teachers. I'm not against the education system, but the enormity of what I've created here as one person sometimes makes me draw a breath, because 4 years to write the basics of the theory, another year to refine and revise it. I'm now embarking on practical experiments to validate it. But the idea, as we've discussed, of an online university where people can come and go and get information and have questions answered is a daunting thought. I'm not I'm a good teacher and a good orator, but I'm not trained as a curriculum writer. So I recognize there are people out there with just as many skills in that field as I have in tetrionics. It's the case of bringing everyone together. And this will happen over time. When Newton first put it out his Principia, he was the only one that understood calculus, apart from maybe Leibniz. And then they argued from that day onwards as they invented it. But there's an education learning curve. First, the mainstream has to suddenly understand and accept that the theory is right and validate it. And then we have to look seriously at educating the masses, because it has rewritten the science books. There's not a science textbook out there that won't be impacted by the information that I've put out.
Yeah, there are a couple of associated ideas that come up. Basically, there's a strong parallel in your path and mine. I too realized that the tetrahedron explains the logic of how the universe connects everything. You've done the whole work of showing how that language works, while I was looking at the principles and how they work in our body, and actually pointing out where freedom of choice operates in that and why that makes living being different than the science of dead matter that people learn about in school.
Yeah.
As a result, I've been looking at things differently, met a lot of people who have shown that it is different, and realized that very often their ideas cannot get across because of the characteristics of education. For one part, education has become a very political institute in which people are being educated to be a replacement part in, say, the social machinery. And as a result, education is intentionally meant to confuse people, so that what they learn is basically an instrument for people to pass exams yes or no, and it's not about their understanding the material, but about being able to regurgitate it.
Yes, what the teacher instructed you on.
Yeah, people like Charlotte Iserbeet in America has been doing a lot of work on showing how in the government the intent of education is actually to make people less clever. The work that she points out actually shows that over the last century the grade levels of the American school has gone down and down. The American army has gotten involved on the grading system, and the Ministry of Employment is basically categorizing the categories of education that people follow. And John Gatto is one of the often quoted educators who says that people are much better served by having an education which ties up with the life that they live.
Yes.
I've been looking into a lot of that. And the concept of the holoversity, which you referred to, came out of that, because I realized that when people study what they want to know at the time that they need to know with the people who are interested to learn with them, then whatever they learn goes much quicker, and they remember much better.
Yes, there's an interest in the subject to aid the comprehension. Plus, they're usually looking for information that will enable them to work in a field or do a job or an exercise that they are interested in, that they enjoy. And I've remarked often on and off with Rennie that the ultimate world is one where they're not trying to get into the social connotations of all this, but if you had a world that where money wasn't an issue and everyone was doing the job that they really enjoy, you don't need the regimented structure of the social structure that we have at the moment of 9-to-5 jobs and an education system that's inflexible to what people's real life experiences are. Everyone can go out and get the information they want to do the job that they enjoy, and in turn, the job that they're doing, they do to their best of their abilities and take pride in.
Yeah, and that's also what I brought together in this concept of the holoversity. I went to engineering school, and basically there was a preacher on the pulpit telling how it was, and people had to regurgitate that because otherwise they wouldn't get pass marks. Later, I went to medical school, and they used the problem-based learning method, which was designed in McMaster's University in Canada. And there, it starts with practical problems and students in small groups learning how to solve problems. Basically, I extended a model beyond that, because there was a university in Canada, again, Kitchener-Waterloo, where they actually had an engineering school where for one semester people would be in the university to learn about stuff, and then for one semester they would be in factories applying it, which also meant that they would earn the money to pay for their tuition, a well-thought-out approach. And in the holoversity, I basically brought it all together in the concept of a training place for autodidacts. Autodidacts are people who know what they want to find out, who educate themselves, but very often they become unable to express what they learn to others because they have to do it by themselves. So in the holoversity, the notion is that it is a meeting place for autodidacts, by the motto of teach what you want to learn, so that people can teach others, who can then teach others, who can then teach others, so that you're always interacting with people who are willing to learn. And this, specifically for what you're doing, connects up to what one of my friends realized. He had his children go to school and noticed that when they came back from school from the first days and the first weeks, they came back crying. In fact, I met a pediatrician from Japan who was very explicit on showing how children in school lose their life rhythm. They cannot connect to their own thinking, they cannot connect to their own biological rhythms. So as a result, the children do start crying, and this friend set up his own school to resolve that. So his children have now passed through the school, and he's still educating the children by a very direct learning experience, and he has wonderful examples of it. For example, a couple of them in a class were working on some problems of algebra, how you can count things and how you can see patterns in that. But one of the kids in the school, one of the children in that class, basically was more interested in playing around, climbing the trees and so on. Every now and then he would look in on that group of three trying to solve those problems. But what they discovered was that the one who was playing around and every time looking in on that small group, he learned as fast as the others. He picked up the information as well, even though he was not as involved in it.
Yeah.
And there's actually a book called The People on the Hill, which is about a mother educating her children by teachable moments. So every now and then the children would come up, they have a question, she would explain the quantum theory physics of it in about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then have them go out play again. And that turns out to be a very effective way of learning. So the whole university is based on that, but that school of my friend is based on that as well. I'm quite sure that he would be very interested to work with what you have found provided in his school so that the people can play with it. I know also that he will be very fascinated because he also has this kind of mercurial intellect, polymath interest, and he's been looking at sacred geometries and other stuff, the physics, the math behind things as well, and also realizes that things are not as advertised. So what I would like to do is basically see if I can subscribe to an education with you, and in a way that's what I started to do for myself, because I'm one of those people who really loves to learn by themselves, for themselves. And so in the scienceoflife.nl website, I created that part, Tetrionics, in which I basically started to formulate for myself, okay, this is where I learned that this knowledge now exists, and I realized that I want to know this. But I also realized that I need a bit of a help in grasping what you have found. For example, I tried to find templates, but I haven't found them as yet because there's so much more material on there. I found the books and I find that they're fascinating, but I need to put them on a large screen TV so that I can just have them soak in. So in a way, I would really like if we could continue this exploration of the method of the Holoversity, where basically you would be a teacher in the Holoversity, having people that you teach what you want to learn, what they want, you teach them what they want to learn, but by teaching them you learn more about what you know. And I see that you have them on Facebook. Well, I'm not going to go into Facebook. I can give you some very profound political, historical arguments about what happens with the Inquisition, the Gestapo, and the Stasis, in the way people have been put to spy on each other. So Facebook for me is an example of a wrong turn in something which meant well. How basically what people need is a Facebook which they own themselves and which is not owned by the NSA. But maybe you would be willing to put those files which you put there in another way that I can reach them as well.
Get them on this one, which is the Google Plus community. And then?
Same problem. However, I'm already connected into Google. Again, I'm working on an approach in which people can own Google themselves, so to say, because then everything will immediately heal itself as well.
This is my shared Google Drive. So it's a cloud drive. My documents on it. Click on that and then I can give you access into it, and that'll get you the PDFs and things like that.
That's wonderful, because I see
I've got to read them up into Pirate Bay as well. I haven't done it for this one because I was just waiting to get all the PDFs out, and then I'll re-torrent all the Pirate Bay ones. I've just been waiting for the first version to die a natural death.
It's good that you told me, because the principle of Pirate Bay and the pirate party connected up to it I think it really has this underlying integrity of sharing information. It is meant that people share the information that they have created, not really for creating information, sharing information created by others. I saw that you did it. I made a, whatever I found of links of the Tetrionics, I opened them and have them running on a computer, which is now serving that purpose specifically. But if you need them to die out, then basically I better restart with the
version 1.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dramatically different to what the version 2 PDFs are. There's a lot of subtle little changes that most people won't pick up, but I prefer people to learn off my latest work. That way there's no confusion.
Okay, well, if you're willing to do that, then when you re-upload the Pirate Bay links, simply send me the torrents as well, and I will have them on my computer, which is dedicated for being a source seeder for that as well. And then it is possible to link up to it in that way as well.
Yeah, I've just been meaning to, but I haven't done it. And then I changed all the covers on the books and marked everything as version 2 and thought I'll just focus on one thing at a time with the practical experiments and answering all the web inquiries and just putting it on the web as far as Facebook and Google Plus sites. I'll get all that done, and in a quiet moment, once I've got everything all finalized, I'm no longer making changes to things, I'll redo the Pirate Bay ones, which was when I was going to then redo the YouTube videos and rebuild my website. There's no end of stuff to do.
Yes, but I would like to offer my help on that. For the simple reason, there's a selfish part on my behalf, of course, that I want to know all about it. But also, I'm working on this whole concept of the Holoversity as an educational instrument by which people can educate people to educate people and so on. It's a story in itself. You've already said it might be nice to, with four people together, explore that and develop that further. In the holoversity.eu /calvin.abraham. There is already a space reserved for you and your work. It's just a matter of thinking up how that can be done best.
Yeah, that's where Rennie and George would be good to all sit. Richard would be good to sit down and put our heads together and see how we can do it, because it's really like writing a brand new curriculum. And my strength was never schooling, as you know. I didn't pay much attention to it. Only what I had to. And in my opinion, the way I've laid out the books as they are now, starting at quantum mechanics, is the best way to learn it. But I know for a fact that there are many, many people out there at the moment who think they know science that contact me and ask me to explain quantum gravity as I understand it, but they'll have no understanding of the basics of mass and matter as I teach it. So they then go, no, it can't possibly work that way, and you get into all sorts of discussions, long and short.
Yeah, that's also what I would like to provide in the Holoversity, because then it is no longer this question and answer, the I need and I want to be fed model of the schooling, but instead it is actually a learning and teaching. So basically that there are people that you would like to teach because they already understand what you're doing, and then those who learn from you can teach others, and those again can teach others, so that the trivial questions, basically people will need to learn that they first need to understand that other way of thinking, and then they can connect up. But the basically, it's like a voltage step down system. In my experience, I'm a bit like a lightning conductor trying to catch the lightning. At some point, I learned to put it in the high tension voltage lines. Later, I learned to step down to the 220 volts or the 110 volts, I still have some difficulty at the 5 volt level. And so the more you can work with people who can handle the voltage that you work with, then they can step it down to the others.
Yeah. So we discussed all this last year before I started doing all the major revisions. And we knew that we needed a place where we could, when I post the original illustrations, we could put them up there in higher quality than what they're in the PDFs at the moment. But we could also put the PDFs up. But what we really wanted was a forum area where ongoing discussions, as you say, can take place, different levels of expertise on the Tetrionics. But we can also have an area where we can dedicate some space to doing set lectures like what we're doing here with you tonight, yeah. Where we take a particular topic and we say, this Friday, we're going to have a discussion on all the aspects of equilateral Planck energies. And that's what the discussion's on. So if somebody's interested in that, they come along and they watch that video or enter that discussion. But Facebook, while it has the networking software behind it, doesn't have good quality pictures. And Google Plus, while it has great quality pictures and a good way of organizing the folders to present all the information and to store it, is a hopeless networking platform. So they both fail in one respect or the other, and we needed to do something different. So we had this discussion last year about making a dummy's guide to Tetrionics and things like that. And I did the YouTube videos, which everybody loves. They get thousands of hits, but I haven't updated them in 12 months either.
Yeah.
Because I waited for the illustrations to be finished before doing it. So this university idea has been bubbling away in the back of the minds of our little core group of four that I keep talking about for ages. But I've been the bottleneck because I've been too busy writing up the theory, making sure that it's right and correct, and then putting it on the web and fielding questions left, right, and center at all different levels of knowledge with no real direction or even structure in place underneath it. So when you suggested it, my ears pricked up straight away because we know we've got to do it. We've spoken about it. And in all honesty, the sooner we do it, the better. Because then we can just fall back from the media, things like Facebook, and just use them to say, hey, Tetrionics Online University will be running a discussion this weekend on wave-particle duality. Come and join us. And then the social media page has just become a place to put memes and advertisements, which would suit me better.
Okay, wonderful. We are now running into 40 minutes of this recording. So we better round it off before the quality deteriorates. Shall we round it off, or shall we connect up to a new recording?
Talk about whatever.
Then I'll just hang up for now and come back to you.
Okay.